A Kremlin supporter reportedly bragged on Sunday, January 5th, that Russia was responsible for the suspected plot to sever communication lines on Christmas Day between Finland and Estonia in the Baltic Sea. Officials said the damage to the cables could take months to fix. Leaders in the European Union weren't exactly surprised by the acknowledgement. EU leaders said they believe this suspected hybrid attack was Moscow from the start. What is new about the situation is that someone on Russian state television confirmed those suspicions. Ex-Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Andrei Fedorov bragged that the cutting was intentional to hosts on the Russian station NTV, and Russia gave authorities a beautiful story of a ship accidentally dropping its anchor while sailing. When pressed on the relatively small impact the alleged operation had, Fedorov said that was not the point. Fedorov said Russia wants to cause destruction and punish Ukraine's European allies while regaining control of the Baltic Sea, which has been nicknamed NATO Lake, because aside from Russia, every other nation with a Baltic Sea coastline is also a member of NATO. Fedorov claimed a second time that Russia is behind the attacks in the Baltic Sea, but it does run counter to Moscow's claim that it had no concerns when S-Link 2 was severed. The Kremlin itself is staying mostly mum on the incident. As Straight Arrow News previously reported, Finnish authorities are holding the ship suspected of the underwater sabotage, the Eagle S, in Finland. Helsinki officials say the vessel is part of a shadow fleet of Russian ships used to avoid Western sanctions, and says officials are still inspecting the vessel. The repairs to the S-Link 2 cable could reportedly take months. Meanwhile, EU leaders said they're concerned that more hybrid attacks may be coming from Moscow and believe that previous attacks on undersea lines in the Baltic Sea last year were also the work of Russia.